Hey, Tony, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I know your focus is on politics here in the state of Michigan, but I want to get your take on Randy Heckman, who has decided to run for Debbie Stabenow's seat.
Yeah, next question.
Can he win?
Okay, there is a free country. His chances are pretty remote, but, anything can happen. He's the first one in the field. There will be others. I think Pete Hoekstra is taking a serious look at it. There's a business guy down in Oakland County whose name I can't pronounce, so he obviously has a problem. So he's running. Okay, great.
Didn't a lot of people say the same thing about Rick Snyder?
They did.
Oh. Okay. I guess I'm not going to be putting my money on that horse right now.
Well, you'd be foolish to do it, but, this is so early. I mean, goodness gracious, the election is in 2012, the polling data suggests that she is vulnerable. But you would expect any Democrat post what happened last November to be vulnerable in the electorate's mind. But as you and I both know, a lot of stuff can happen between now and then, and never underestimate the work ethic of one Debbie Stabenow. She is a tiger when it comes to getting out there and doing the stuff that you need to do to get reelected.
Tim, I would suggest anyone who wants to know what's going on in politics to watch Off the Record. If you scroll down from the website where Off the Record talks about who the guests are and what they talked about, some people will get on there and write their thoughts. And I saw a woman who wrote that although she's a member of AARP and a senior citizen, she doesn't think it's unfair to ask seniors to pay income tax. And I talked with a business owner who owns several businesses around the state, and he thought the same thing. And I want to get your take on that. Is there a growing tide where people are thinking, hey, if we got to do it, we got to do it?
Well, I think the Snyder people have polling data of their own that suggests that's exactly what's going on. The problem for the governor is he has to explain this proposal to people, to explain the fairness angle. Is it fair that a single woman with three kids is working and pays the income tax, and somebody on a UAW retirement pension is getting $70,000 a year and not paying anything? There is an inherent fairness issue in that. But as you know, in politics, when you have to explain, first, you have to get the people's attention. Secondly, you have to explain it in a way that they can get it. And third, they have to react positively to what you're explaining. That is a heck of a lot tougher assignment than simply saying, as the opponents are saying, this is a tax hike. It's bad medicine. You follow the see the difference?
Yeah.
If you got to explain in politics, it's tough to do. Now, Mr. Snyder believes he is right, and he's going to explain this thing. And I think in the end, what you're going to see, you will see a modified pension tax with perhaps a floor of discounting the first $40,000 of your retirement, and then everything over that would be taxed. I think that will be the end game here, and I think the Snyder people are headed there, although they won't tell you that publicly just yet.
Speaking of Snyder, you write in Saturday's blog in the Oakland Press that he wants to freeze the income tax rate at 4.25 when it's slated to eventually fall to 3.9.
Yep.
How's that going to be worked out?
Well, you know what? I think people are rather sanguine about the income tax. I don't think there will be a storming of the Bastille if the rate doesn't go down to 3.9%. He's going to be under some pressure to keep it right where it is right now at 4.35%. The education lobby is putting some heat on lawmakers to just freeze the income tax where it is and don't roll it back at all. Now, Mr. Snyder doesn't want to do that, but that would save $160 million that theoretically could go into the schools. The beauty of this whole story is that this is a work in progress. The Snyder people laid it on the table. People are now picking away at it, which he doesn't like. He keeps saying, look at this in the big picture. Look at it as a gestalt type thing. Well, you know what? In politics, people pick stuff apart, and that's what's going on. But I think he'll get the pension tax in a modified form, and I think he will also get the income tax rate lowered to 4.25%.
Tim, whenever I read your blog, it always makes me laugh because I wonder where you get the propensity to just think up some of the adjectives that you use. Talk about the bag lady conflict question.
Actually, Hugh McDermott writes all of my columns. I just put my name on them. That's for all the old-timers that remember Huey from writing for the Free Press. It's funny when the newspapers called me up and said, could you do a daily blog? I said, oh, my gosh. I told him no right off the bat, and I hung up the phone, and I said, Skubic, that was stupid. You haven't even tried. And come to find out, it's the easiest thing to do, because if you're covering this stuff day to day, especially under this administration, I got stories coming out of my ears. I could do a blog every half hour if I wanted to. So it's really fun to sit down and just bang this stuff out, and you try to do with writing. And this will sound kind of gross, but it's the same way with our TV show. I have found that you have to entertain people in order to share information with them, because if they don't laugh or if they don't feel as though there's a little twist that gets their attention, they're probably not going to read on and get what you're trying to share with them, which is information, which is what we do. This is what a journalist is all about. It's not about telling you how to think. It's trying to get you to think with the best information we can come up with.
So there was a staffer placing some goods on the desks at the Capitol. Talk about that.
Well, the Meijer food people for years have been trying to get the item pricing law repealed, and now they're on the precipice of doing that. Lisa Posthumus-Lyons, Dick Posthumus's daughter, sponsored the legislation. Meijer's is in her backyard, and so there's a tradition that freshman lawmakers, when they get their first bill, have to give a gift to all the House members. She had passed out a Meijer's reusable bag that was on the floor for 110 House members, and some people would think, was that a conflict? Meijer's wanted the bill. Now this shows up as a gift to lawmakers with a Meijer's bag. To her credit, she said, you know, we thought about the appearance problem, and we concluded that this was on the up and up, and so we put a bunch of goodies in the bag, and the lawmakers took it, and my job was to just present that, and you decide whether that was a conflict of interest or not.
There's been a couple of setbacks, but it really appears that Rick Snyder is playing the political game, taking the information from the polls out there, putting those questions out there, trying to get feedback from everyone before he speaks or take action, really a calculating purpose with his actions.
What's your evidence of that?
Well, just from what I see from the polls, what I've been reading in the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press, he's going to all these different places. He's speaking at these breakfasts. He's going to speeches for the state of the city in Detroit. He's listening. He's making comments.
Tony, this is what he said he would do. I mean, he's doing exact. Look at, he made his proposal, and now he's trying to sell it. Granholm did the same thing. She did it in town hall meetings in the beginning.
But it didn't work.
Well, it didn't work. Mr. Snyder thinks it will work. He is, you know, call him naive, call him brilliant, call him what you will. He believes this stuff. And he just thinks, if I can just have this chance to lay all this out for you, you will understand it and you will be on my side. In fact, that was the internal debate that went on in his inner circle. We're doing a piece on this right now, a rare glimpse at how they make decisions. He and Brian Kelly went into the room and said, guys, here's what we want to do. We want to tax pensions. And all the seasoned political observers that sit around the table went, you're going to what? You can't possibly do that. And at the end of the day, they all said, well, you're the boss. Let's give it a shot. So he's a persuasive guy, and just don't underestimate him. This is a tough slog, though. He doesn't have the votes in the Senate right now, but I think if he makes a compromise, his biggest problem is a perception problem, Tony. He's taking money from senior citizens and from the truly needy with the earned income tax credit, taking that money and giving it to the businesses for $1.8 billion in tax relief. That is his problem. That's why his numbers are dropping. People think that is unfair, that is not shared sacrifice, and that is a problem for him.
All right, final question. What's going to happen with the tax credit for movies?
I think it will probably eventually just wither away. The governor is very headstrong on this one. He thinks that writing 42 cents on every dollar that the Hollywood folks spend is probably not good policy. And I think its days are numbered. There's $125 million in there right now to carry them on. But you saw the Avengers movie move from Michigan to Ohio, and that's exactly what's going to happen if that credit looks like it's going away. Hollywood will go where the money is, everybody else.
What are you working on for Channel 6
today? We're going to do a follow-up on why Snyder's numbers are so lousy, linking it to this business tax thing. And I do have the budget director admitting on camera that basically the businesses do get a bigger tax break than the average person, and therein lies their political problem.
Only you can do that.
I think that's probably not the case. I have plenty of competition, including you, my friend.
All right, enjoy your day.
Tony, enjoy the sunshine, man.